okay, and yeah. It cannot be described, you know. It cannot, yeah, there's no word to describe.
Yeah.
No words to describe it.
But there is no consciousness, nothing at all. Yeah, yeah, a lot of people cannot understand. That's why they keep on using the mundane mind to understand. That's why they analyze. Then they reason. Then they want to use word to describe. But like the Buddha say, the unconditioned is beyond words.
But yes.
There is no mind inside there. The unconditioned, yes. No condition at all.
Yes. Everything nothing to can describe, yeah, it one. It cannot correct be described, you know.
Yes.
It cannot be described. It's not impermanent, it's not anything, you know.
Yeah, there's another one thing I want to repeat. Even the pure awareness also sees, you remember?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Right. That's what I know.
I told you video last time that pure awareness is the first thing that manifests from that nature.
Correct.
One come with the form and mind. That's how you can connect, yes, to that, yes, that pure awareness, return to the, yes, true nature. But this thing during Nibbana, even the pure awareness also sees. So
yes,
when,
yes,
the pure awareness also sees, there is no one inside there to be aware.
Yes, correct. Sadhu. Okay. That is exactly the experience I talked to you about it. The pure awareness, the heartbeat, gone, followed by the awareness.
When you go in realize that, yes, you will understand what I say.
Yes.
Completely.
Correct.
But when the
form in mind, completely compare, different from what people say, you know.
Yes. Because they haven't realized this, that's why they cannot explain. And the stability not there, also some most of them has a glimpse. But what is important is when the consciousness come back, because the five aggregate of form and mind, it's not time for parinibbana yet. So this five aggregate of form and mind will come back. So when it come back, because we have the mindfulness, the stability of the awareness, this nature can observe and see and understand how creation start. That's like how from the source, that first pure
awareness that comes in first, you know.
So the first,
after that,
your consciousness come out, then the karmic nature with its life force appear. Then that consciousness that come back with its life force appear, split into three area of consciousness: the forehead, the heart, and the tan tien. Then how all this anime and the brain start again? You will see all this. You will see all this. That's why I say the Nibbana, when it sees, the brain also completely stop. No activity, nothing at all. Like a dynamo didn't even run. The whole thing still, but you didn't die. The stillness, the unconditioned, everything is there. The pure nature, but you didn't die. That's why the real Nibbana, unless that form and mind go through, they cannot understand. Those who go through and experience a glimpse, they also cannot understand. But the one that went through the cessation for a while, they can understand. So very good. Po Cheng, sadhu to you.
Sadhu. Her brandy is so very beautiful. You know, when you talk about it, then I can relate it, and it's so beautiful, the explanation of brandy. It's just cannot be described, but you know, I don't know why the people describe it in so beautifully. The Dhamma is so beautiful, but this is not what I experienced, though. You know what I mean?
It's completely different. That's why I say, when you have the real understanding and you listen, a lot of the Dhamma that they speak, the word may be the same, but the understanding of it is not there. One, you will know one. Then like yesterday, Chin Hao do the short video, the true cultivation, which is not Dhamma knowledge. You should listen to that one, then you will understand what I mean. Because even Ciji, that book, the Sutra in Numerous Meaning, he just described the final outcome, but he didn't teach you how to realize the wisdom to realize that process. It's not taught. Yes, the Yudhisthira, the Abhijja Sutta, the Ten Steps, all these are not taught. Yes. That's why it sounds like ultimately it's so beautiful, the Dhamma. But how to do it, I haven't seen any book really describe and share the whole understanding and process. It's not there. Even the mind condition, the 5 aggregate, I haven't read anywhere. That's why I told him, if you can find, you let me know. I will rejoice. Nobody.
Brother Tio, I rejoice. Yes, I heard that video that the Brother Chinal came out with yesterday. I also attended that talk also, yes. It is a very beautiful Dhamma. Just like I said, you know, a lot of Dhamma is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Some of it doesn't as describe the cultivation as detailed as Brother Tio, you know. That's why this nature can progress, you know, because of your detailed cultivation.
I can
progress, you know, Brother Tio. Sadhu to you. Mahasadhu. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
That is the difference. But the Dhamma talk is very beautiful, you know.
Yeah,
and I mean, I'm not saying that totally I learned nothing, but actually I learned quite a lot of things also. Some of the cultivation that is very useful for my daily mindfulness cultivation, which I appreciate very much, you know. But when it comes to the dimana, nibbana part, I say how come quite different, you know. So I don't understand.
Because maybe
it's the analogy that they give, But the analogy can be very misleading also, like in the sense that you create a false impression to other people, you know?
Also, correct, no? Some of them, they actually read out from somewhere on, then they share what they read, then what they believe. Because unless you really go through that cessation and the whole cultivation, you can never understand what Nibbana is.
Correct.
And this is the topic very few people comprehend or have the understanding.
But I got one question regarding this Nibbana. In the Nibbana, right, you cannot control how long you stay inside.
So
when you experience it a few times, let's say I heard Brother Tio, you experience it a few times.
Yeah.
So each time your experience will be different length, is it?
Different. But initially, it will show it to you very clearly, the whole process, until I came out of it. Then I saw how the thing is. Then after you have gone through that one, then the future one that come, you will have the understanding already. Then you no need to like first time experience it and all that. So when it goes in, you will know. Then before you go in, also you will know, because the mind must have that type of wisdom that totally negate. Negate means don't try to look for anything. Don't try to expect the cessation to come. Cannot. When there is a mind involved, it can never happen. That's why it is the unconditioned. So I remember the first time I went through is that wisdom was so profound, so deep. I contemplate and reflect until I came to the realization. Think also like that, don't think also like that. No reality. That's why my mind completely free. Then after that, the funny thing happened. That cessation come. Then when it really happened, that process where it go in, where the first time I was fully aware. Then when I come out, it become very clear. At first was the brain there. At first the brain, a lot of activity on. At that time, the mundane mind is still around. Then later on, when that cessation happened, it's like the whole thing shut down. The pure awareness also shut down. That's why it cannot create anything. No thought, nothing. No perception, no aggregate, nothing. All cease. Even the pure awareness also no more. That nature also cease. Then that one is the real Nibbana, the unconditioned. And when that thing happened, you cannot describe, you cannot talk about it. Then how it come out also very different, very different. So all this is very beautiful. Okay, Pocheng, Sadhu.
Yes, sadhu variety of for me, variety of, like you said, it's unexpected. I don't even expect this kind of thing happen to me, variety of. So it is like it just happened naturally, you know.
Yeah,
it happened naturally.
And then when I condition, it will happen. Otherwise, it cannot happen.
Yes.
When you try to look, you expect it, it will never happen.
Correct. So for me, it's like unexpected. They're like, oh, yeah. I mean, the awareness just know, the pure awareness just know. And then after that, it's the happy gone, the pure awareness gone, you know.
Gone.
Yeah, ceased. Yeah. Everything ceased.
Yes.
Yeah. Then when it comes back, it's like, when it comes back, like I told you, Brother Teo, I so don't know that it's a form of mind cessation of the form of mind. It's only when I come in again, that I realize, hey, something very interesting happening, very amazing happened, you know.
Then
only I realize something astonishing, amazing, you know, Brother Teo. How it like start up again, like a machine start up again, you know.
How you become alive again.
Yes.
Into a human being.
Yes. Fact, that part
first,
is like...
The first instant when the pure awareness come back, there is no word, nothing one. Nothing one.
Yes. Nothing to describe, you know.
Like you cannot manifest yet. You cannot become the poaching yet. Cannot.
Yes.
Everything slowly. Then the whole thing come back. Then you can see the sense data coming in. Then you can see through the awareness how the senses, the sense data, how upon contact. Then you know already, this is how the sankhara start. This is how creation start. Then how your memory, your views, your conditioning, your yoniso manasikara, your dhamma, your understanding. So this is the one that actually brings about wisdom and understanding that counter all this. Otherwise, you can't handle sense experience. That's why the mundane mind, without the Dhamma, without the wisdom, without the yoniso manasikara, the wisdom and the moment of sense experience within your nature, you cannot cope with life. Because everything happens so fast, the senses, the movement, everything happens so fast. So when it come back, during that time, my nature saw how everything start again. Then I knew how living beings suffer. No wonder they entangle, where they don't have the Dhamma, the wisdom, the yoniso manasikara, the understanding. That's why all these things unfold by itself through that nature's awareness that saw and witness the happening. That's why it's the silent mind, that silent nature, witnessing all the things. There are a lot of things that people never understand.
Variety, I rejoice the sharing by Variety. Actually, Variety, for you, you have a lot more awareness. For me, it was very, very quiet, no, Variety. I only sense the awareness
you don't have that stability yet, Pujay. So initially, when you go in the first few times, but you already transformed the understanding there. But if nobody explained, then you don't have that clear understanding of what that thing is. But after you hear from my sharing or saying, you will understand it faster, deeper, and stable.
Correct.
Easy. You know, before that, nobody really experienced that. So how to talk to people? Sometimes may not understand what is all this. How come like that one?
Right.
Oh. It's just like when the mundane mind collapse, the super mundane mind come out. My nature has got no doubt, but I was amazed. How come it's like that? Everything is the same. Last time I cannot see, now I can see. Now that nature is so different. But I never doubt. But whatever happened is meant to be. Without that transformation, that's why in my sharing, you can never understand. Without going through all this, you can never understand. You can go and copy what I say, no use on.
Because you
can never understand. You didn't go through. You didn't go through that.
You must experience it to know, you know, because it's very difficult to explain to people this.
Otherwise,
unless you go through it. Yes.
Knowledge is always knowledge.
But Brother Teo, we are so fortunate to have Brother Teo, you know, directly teaching
also
us, you know, all this, you know.
Your affinity, all the kayamitas affinity. Otherwise, this nature doesn't do anything. Because this nature, echoed and flow, it manifests according to condition. If there is no affinity and condition, nothing come out. That's why since the year 1989, my nature is ready, but hardly anybody came. Until 2004, when I started the sharing, very few people understand. Then now, after almost 16 years, 17 years, only starts to see the last few years more and more, more and more, which is already very beautiful, very good for the world. Because these are the numbers that we need, the small numbers, but the one that really have the teaching, the understanding, the transformation. And these are the numbers that can actually grow, one become many. So as you all evolve, maybe before the next sasana, all of you all who has progressed would have very beautiful nature. So that was the condition that my nature come with to share this.
Thank you,
Maritio. Okay, we better getting very late.
Thank you, Maritio.
Okay.